This is your KCPR Weekend Sports Update. In the NFL, the New York Jets beat the Buffalo Bills 22-17. Boomer Esiason was 15 of 23 for 170 yards and two touchdowns in that game. The Browns beat the Pats 13-6. That improves their record to 7-2, tops in the league. Leroy Horde had 123 yards rushing in that game. The Bengals posted their first win of the season against the Seattle Seahawks 20-17 in overtime. Jeff Blake, starting his second game for the Bengals, threw for 387 yards. The Rams beat the Broncos 27-21. Chris Miller had 223 yards passing before being knocked out in the second half of that game. Buddy Ryan was back in Philadelphia, but his Cards took the worst, losing to Philadelphia 17-7. Fred Barnett had 11 catches for 173 yards and two touchdowns in that game. The Falcons edged the Chargers 10-9. That drops the Chargers to 7-2. San Francisco rolled over the Redskins 37-22. That improves the 49ers to 7-2. Steve Young was 15 of 25 for 291 yards. Dexter Carter had a 96-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. The Vikings escaped New Orleans with a 21-20 win. That improves them to 7-2. Warren Moon with a big day, 36 of 57 for 420 yards. And Chris Carter now has 72 catches for the season for Minnesota. Chicago rolled through Tampa Bay 20-6. Steve Walsh was through for 205 yards for Chicago. The Packers beat the Lions 38-30, despite big heroics from Dave Craig, the backup quarterback for the Lions, who came in and threw for 274 yards and three touchdowns just in the second half. The Dolphins beat the Colts 22-21 on a last-second field goal, and the Steelers beat the Oilers 12-9 in a game of field goals in overtime. In the NBA, the Bucks beat the Lakers 97-96. Rookie Glenn Robinson signed an $86 million contract and scored 8 points. The Mavs beat the Nets 112-103. Jason Kidd missed a triple-double in his first game by one rebound. Mashburn had 30 points and Jimmy Jackson 37 for the Mavs. The Warriors beat the Nuggets 108-104. Tim Hardaway, the leading scorer in the first two games for the Warriors after missing all of last season. The Bullets beat the Bulls 100-99 in overtime. Rex Chapman led the way for the Bullets with 26 points. He also had the game-winning basket in the first game against the Magic. The Rockets beat the Timberwolves 115-85. Pistons beat the Hawks 114-106 in overtime. The Magic rolled over the 76ers 122-107 behind Shaquille O'Neal's 30 points. The Cavs beat the Hornets 115-107. The Pacers beat the Celtics 112-103. The fast starters for this NBA season, Golden State, Portland, Houston, Washington, Indiana, and Milwaukee all out to 2-0 records. In Cal Poly sports, despite posting a 14-3-1 record, the women's soccer team did not get accepted to the Division I AA playoffs in their first season, and after a 6-0 win over Hawaii in which senior Kathy Cardoza, Patty Giesman, Allison Murphy, Nicole Gunyon, and Colleen Cases all scored goals, that's very disappointing for the women's soccer team. In football, Cal Poly lost to Northern Arizona 44-21. The bright spots for the Mustangs, Camille Loud scored a 74-yard touchdown on a pass from fellow receiver Ryan Thomas on the first offensive play for the Mustangs. John Peck also took a pass from backup quarterback Nate Eklund and went 70 yards for a touchdown. That's your KCPR Weekend Sports Update. Brett Barnes.